Where's Otto?
Hey, is Roy there?
Yeah. Speaking.
Oh, hi. My name's Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago. It's based on some financing you guys did, maybe like a working capital earlier this year?
Yeah, I'm okay right now.
Okay. Well, you are pre-approved with us for equipment financing and working capital for $250K. Is there like a specific time of year you evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
It's probably every two to three years, maybe.
Oh, every two to three years.
I already got a bunch of equipment already. Just moved in, so a new
place. Oh, did you take out that loan for the equipment?
I already did, yeah, through retail something, I don't know. But it was for equipment, but it's already all done, so.
Oh, you already paid it off?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. What did you guys take on?
What's that?
What did you guys bring on for the business?
I had to put in some new hoists.
Oh, some new hoists, okay. How much do those normally run for, just out of curiosity?
From 2,700 to 38, depending on what weight.
Oh, okay, okay. So nothing too extravagant.
No, nothing big. No, just for light cars right now. I already got all the heavy-duty ones. Those are the high-dollar ones.
Oh, okay, okay. So could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for your business?
Newport, no. That's it. I'm done right now. I don't need anything at the moment. I'm looking for alignment rack, but not now. Later.
Oh, alignment rack. How much do those normally go for, just out of curiosity?
Probably 25 to 30,000 maybe.
Okay. Well, when you are ready for that alignment rack, we do have an equipment financing program, and it's like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term, no down payment, and monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
And our rates start in the single digits there. When would you be looking for that alignment rack? Probably like next year?
No, I don't know yet. It just depends on what we do here first. So I have no decisions at all yet on when we're going to get that. So.
Okay. Have you heard of Section 179 at all?
Yes.
Okay, you should definitely follow up with your accountant and see if it makes financial sense for you guys to purchase that this year to offset your tax exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are sales this year? It sounds like you guys are doing pretty good then.
Huh?
How are sales this year? It sounds like you guys are doing pretty good then.
Well, we're okay. We're not doing... I mean, it's okay right now. Just, it is what it is because, you know, I have a fleet and I have custom customers too. So generally, we're always doing something.
Oh, you have a fleet?
We're all fleet, yeah. Mostly fleet.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. So are you guys doing anything differently from last year?
Different as what?
Just like in terms of like hiring new personnel, bringing on new clients, marketing, things like that?
No, not yet. I mean, I did some improvements, but we just moved in. Like I said, we're trying to get things.
When did you guys move in?
About 6 months ago.
Oh, so definitely new. Do people know about your new location?
We're not new.
Not new, but like
a
new location.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah.
How long have you guys been around for?
What?
How long have you guys been around for?
I've been at the old location for 19 years.
Oh, nice. Are you guys close by the old location? Like, do people know that you guys moved?
Yeah. We're within 8 miles, so we're not too bad.
Okay, so it's not like you guys are going to lose any clients by moving.
Yeah, I didn't move drastically away, so I'm okay.
Did you have to take out, like, new advertising to let people know that you guys changed locations?
Oh, yeah. I did all that already.
Okay. I was just curious, like, what that process is to, like, let your customers know.
It's a huge process. The whole thing was huge. Too much. I'll never do it again. I'm not a big company. I'm just a small little guy, but it just took too much out of me, so I'm just going to... That's it.
How many of you guys are there? Is it just you? One-man operation?
No, it's just three of us.
Just three of you guys. And then,
yeah
I tried finding you guys online. Do you guys have a website at all?
We took it down. We're redoing the whole website because we're changing a few things soon. So, it's going to be an all-new website coming up. So.
Okay. Do you guys already have a marketing firm that you guys are working with?
Yeah. I already got someone that does it for me.
Oh, nice. And you have the capital cost for that, too, covered?
Oh, yeah. It's all taken care of.
Are you guys going to do any, like, online appointments, things like that, so people can...
No. No, we're done. Very simple, very easy, and, you know, looking forward to finishing this whole thing off in 10 years, 10, 15 years, let someone else run it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but no, it's good. No, we're still going to keep it going. No big deal.
Yeah, so you're going to keep it going and just kind of, but you're kind of slowing down. Like, you're not trying to grow it all anymore?
No, we're not growing. I'm just holding on to what we have right now, so it's pretty solid. You know, unless we lose some, we'll go look for some more, but for right now, we're good. We're not going to get no more because we can't get no bigger. No way. It's too much.
Okay, just like in terms of like size or just in terms of like the amount of business that you guys have?
Size and business, because then it gets too crazy over here.
Yeah, and hard to like take on all those additional clients.
Yeah, it's too much.
Is your new space bigger though? It lets you take on more?
Oh, no, I already did. Yeah, that's why I got a few more clients already, because it's 4 times bigger than the old place.
Oh, so. It's 4 times bigger. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it worked out good.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like it's a lot better. And
well,
still like
no, not for
far.
The not for the pocket, but for the for the clients, yeah.
Well, it'll all come back around, right?
Yeah.
Love
that's what
that.
They say, right? That's what they all say.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? So, is there like a busy time of the year with your industry, or is it all per steady throughout?
No, it just depends. It's everywhere. Years ago, we used to be able to, you know, determine what month or what season or what. You know, when there's the busiest time now, it's just, this business is all over. It doesn't matter.
Nice.
Really
so,
tough.
How do you guys, bring on, like, new customers?
How do I bring on? Oh, no, most of it, it's all, most of my new customers, or some was advertising, but most of it was word of mouth. From other fleet, yeah. So, you know,
that's
basically, to be
flavor.
Honest, do a good job, and we got the fleet.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys know what you're doing. Are there typical payment terms you extend to your customers? Like, is it, do they pay you right away, or is there ever, like, a net 30, 60, 90?
Well, they have there's a company that does that themselves. I don't do it, but then what they do is, like, a credit deal that I get paid by them, and then they have to be responsible for paying the credit people, but I'm already taken care of.
Okay, so how much does your stuff, like, normally run, like your services?
Well, it depends. It varies. I can't really determine on fleet because it's big and small, so there's no. But services here, it depends on the car, too. It varies from $5 to $1,000, who knows.
Okay, so, like, is there, so are you mainly business-to-business or business-to-consumer?
It's business-to-consumer.
Business to consumer, even with the fleet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So, if, like, just out of curiosity, if we could unlock, like, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what could you do with that?
It just depends if I can get that much.
We do our working capital program. Our loans are based off of gross annual sales, and so we generally can unlock about 10 to 15% of that top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Yeah.
And so,
right now with the cat, we're okay with it right now. So
right now.
So I don't need any upfront right now. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, it sounds like things are going really good for you guys. You guys just moved 6 months ago, but all in all, the business has been around for about 20 years now, and you got all of the equipment that you need at the moment, but maybe you'll be looking for that alignment rack sometime in the near future, and it kind of runs 25 to 30,000. So when you are ready to get that alignment rack, I would love to help you out with that.
No problem.
Do you have an email address so I can send you a quick note and follow up with you?
Yeah, it's right?
Yeah.
RETTS at sbcglobal.net.
Rets at sbcglobal.net. Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email here with a little bit of further information, my contact info, and our application just in case it does come up sooner rather than later. And when would be the best time for me to follow up with you regarding that alignment rack?
Oh, it won't be. I don't know. I'm probably within 6-8 months, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll just keep checking in a couple times a year, see if things change when you're ready to get that.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Roy. It's been great
talking
to you.
Same. same Wi-Fi. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.